Welcome to the MegaCast.
And welcome everybody to the MegaCast. This is episode number 90. This is Wilco here. Unfortunately, Perko is unwell. He's coughing and coughing and coughing, and he actually sounds really bad. So unfortunately tonight he really did want to be with us, especially after having the week off last week for a podcast. But
we told him to go away.
Yeah, the audio quality wasn't going to be good enough for him to join us. So he sends his regards, his love, and we will catch him hopefully next week on being a far better self. But I am joined by Josh. We've got another intimate podcast. How are you going, Josh?
I'm really good, my young friend Wilco. How are you, mate? Let's get down into the nuts and bolts of this. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a really rough week, and I think we'll start there. We'll start there, and then we'll move on as we should. Our hearts go out to anyone who knew a gentleman by the name of Seppi from Two Gamers One PC. Really, really big part of 8-bit community, and especially Open House. So Brendan and all the boys over there, Benny, Rachel, all those guys, NATO, our hearts are with you guys, because Seppi unfortunately lost his life last week. So just after we recorded the podcast, actually, he was found. So they did a tweet on their Twitter. It's with a heavy heart that we report the dear friends of the Joseph Jones passed away unexpectedly earlier this week. The man known to the community as Seppi from Two Gamers One PC was a kind, loyal friend and infectious personality, a one-of-a-kind sense of humor. I echo those thoughts. He was very much a part of Ultra Super Mega as well on whenever he could. It was only 2 weeks ago that he spent most of the night with all of us streaming. It's one that's hit very close to home, and I know it's rocked a lot of the guys in Ultra Super Mega, and also massively in 8-bit and definitely the Australian gaming community as a whole. So our hearts are out for all of you guys. If anyone out there does need to talk, we are definitely more than welcome to talk to. Our ears are always open for you guys, and anyone out there, just we feel for you, and we're going through this with you. So do you have anything else to say on the matter, Josh?
No, mate. Look, I didn't really have the chance to get to know Seppi too much. Obviously, stepping into the podcasting network later than everybody else, and a lot of it to do with physicality of where I have been for the whole time up in Mackay. So, but it's just a sad day when something like this happens. And as you said, mate, our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers go out to all his family, certainly, and his friends and his family at 8-bit over there, and we just, we're sorry to hear it, and we wish you all the best.
Definitely one of a kind, and definitely a man who will be missed. Already missing you, mate. So let's move into a more bright note, which is something that he would have wanted anyway. He did really want to be on one of my podcasts. He did hassle me about that, and I feel bad now that I haven't had that chance to do that. So let's move into what we've been up to, young Joshua. What have you been up to?
So, look, I wasn't here last week. I was actually at work, and that's one that went missing, as you said, for audio quality. But I was working, and the last couple of weeks have been fairly full on for me, just with work, just because it's end of financial year, and I'm in an industry where that hits really, really hard come mid-June.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm trying to buy a vehicle at the moment from someone. Don't worry. We'll go into that after the podcast. It's been a nightmare. So
it's tough, mate. And so all the last, I didn't really play much last week. I think it got to the weekend and I finally sat down to play some stuff. And what I picked up, XCOM 2, which was the PlayStation Plus game.
I was about to say Games with Gold. Games with Gold.
So I picked XCOM 2 up on the PlayStation. I've been playing a bit of that. It's good. I really enjoyed the, was it Enemy Unknown? I think was what it was on the PS3. I didn't really play many of the expansions. I'm really enjoying XCOM 2. It's still one of those games where sometimes it's so fucking frustrating with the RNG in it. Like you've got an 80% or 95% chance to hit something and you miss, and you just kind of throw it. You just turn the fucking thing off like that.
That's the exact reason why I'm so excited about Odd Gods. And there's no RNG in that, which is brilliant. So I understand completely that. You've got 96% chance of shooting that guy in the head that's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, with a shotgun. You missed. Yeah, with a shotgun. Oh, sorry, yeah. You missed.
You missed. My bad. But no, I have been playing that. Also, been playing a bit more Memories of Mars, which is a little survival game that's hit early access on Steam now.
Yeah, I got hit up to get in a beta for this, and I didn't get a chance to. So explain to our listeners what's going on with Memories of Mars.
So as I said, look, it's a survival game, and the, I guess the big thing that is a little bit different from all the other survival games that are out there at the moment, like The Forest and all of those, is that it's set on Mars, as the name suggests. Surprise, surprise. Wow. So it's a little bit more high tech. Like, you start with a portable 3D printer, and you can 3D print what you need, as opposed to trying to build it from wood and the like. The thing that was the most attracted to me to the game, which I haven't really come across yet because my time playing it has been a bit spotty, is that there's effectively seasons in the game.
Yep.
So every now and then there'll be something that will effectively scour the surface of Mars, like it might be a radiation storm or a massive dust storm or something like that, and will just destroy everything you've built. And if you're caught out in it, you're dead. You die. That's it.
Yep.
And then you start again and go again. The other thing is that your character is effectively, I guess, a clone.
Yep.
So as you're leveling up and you die, you come back into another clone body, and you can actually, everything that you've learnt so far carries over. So you start again at a little bit of a higher spot. You don't have, until you get back to your body, you don't have any of the equipment and stuff, but you've still got the knowledge.
Yep.
So that's cool. Really what the whole game so far that I've really seen is about, is it's just getting in there and building up and building up and building yourself up before you die, so that you come back and you start at a little bit of a higher level and you go again and you hopefully get higher and higher and higher. They do say that towards, as you're getting up towards end game kind of thing, some of the buildings and stuff that you do build can be immune to the storms and the like that can scour Mars, so they don't get destroyed.
Cool.
So, I mean, that's the whole point, is to get to that point so you can build a proper base, and then you don't die every time and you can really start building up. As with anything, like, it's an online survival game. The big thing I think for me is that I haven't come across a single other person playing it yet when I've been playing online, because the numbers seem pretty low. I think much like your Ark and things like that, if you were playing it with a group, it would probably be a little bit more enjoyable. But you know, I'm having fun with it so far, and I'm gonna keep playing it and see how far I get. As I said, it has hit early access, so it's not a full release yet. And, you know, like a lot of games that are hitting early access now, who knows how long it's going to be in early access for. It's not the prettiest game to look at, again, like your Arcs and things like that. It can be limited in the graphics side of things.
Yeah, but from what I've seen, the animations are a little bit less than what you'd expect, and it definitely... Yeah. Feels like a early access sort of slash almost indie title.
Definitely.
As far as realistic 3D graphics do go, it needs some polish and a lot of work on that aspect. But if it's the gameplay loop is addictive, then that should get you past all that kind of stuff.
And I mean, at the moment it is, and I mean, that, you know, you're running around and you're just trying to get the stuff you need from the buildings that are around, you know, the wreckage and stuff that's there, but the whole planet is effectively covered in these AI robots that just don't like you for whatever particular reason it is.
Well, that's fair. They do know you then, obviously.
Well, yeah, they know me quite well, to be honest with you. you're a funny guy.
Sometimes.
So, you know, you do have enemies and stuff that you're fighting there. I have noticed, I don't know if there was an update, but I have noticed a marked increase in the responsiveness of the weapons already. There was an update that hit. I haven't read the notes yet, but it's all shooting your handgun and everything and hitting them already feels better. It's much easier to do, so they are improving. The other thing I do want to point out is this is a game by 505 Games as well.
Yep.
you know. Yep. So they've done some pretty big stuff. They were involved in Payday 2, Sniper Elite 3, Assetto Corsa, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. So they've done some pretty big stuff. Rocket League is another real big one. So I think if it gets the what's the word I'm looking for here, Wilkie? If it gets the if people get behind it, I think it's going to be a really big game.
Yeah, 505, they're very much that THQ, that AA publisher that we've sort of seen vanish from existence. So they're the ones that are sort of keeping that sort of feeling alive at the moment in the industry. So you do see them pop up, like you said, on a whole heap of good quality games that will Rocket League's probably the example. Payday is probably one of them as well. So they do make good stuff. So yeah. Or they publish good stuff anyway. So.
Yep. So yeah, as I said, been playing a bit of that. And the other thing, which is really only in the past couple of days that I've got back into, at the behest of my older brother. Thank you, Matthew.
I don't know who your older brother... Oh, okay. I've had this... Man, it's so hard talking to you guys. I had a stream the other night talking to your brother, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, my brother's wife. And I'm like, you mean Emma? Oh, yeah. Your brother Josh. Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. And then you're... Oh, God.
Look, to be honest, a lot of people for a long while there did think that I was the older brother. That's just because I went grey faster.
Okay.
But I've picked up Warframe again.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so okay, cool.
Playing a bit of that.
Has that had a big content drop lately? Is that what everyone's getting back into it?
Yeah, it's another big content drop. It's one of those things like I jumped back into it when the Plans of Eidolon and like the big open world part of it was dropped. Jeez, when was that? The year before?
Well, nah, that was in the last 12 months. That's in the last probably seven or eight months, actually.
Last year.
It was a big comparison when Destiny 2 dropped. It dropped around then from memory. Yeah. So.
But, you know, then I walked away and I'm trying to get back into it. It can be a fairly involved system of play, I think. It's fairly in-depth. I don't think it's something that's really easy to pick up. And again, I've always been more of a console gamer as opposed to a PC gamer. So I do find it hard to play keyboard and mouse.
Yep.
But I just don't think that the controls are conducive for a console, for a controller. It just doesn't feel right.
Yep.
So I've just got to try and get used to that. And, you know, I'm operating off a laptop, so it's probably not the best thing to be playing games on.
No, you need a new computer, mate.
Yeah, I do, mate. I do.
So. Come on, it's end of financial year. You're selling all these cars. You can afford it.
Someone's been lying to you, Wilco, eh?
You just need to talk to your brother's sister-in-law and get her approval.
I don't know. So that's kind of it, mate. That's what I've been up to. How about yourself, Wilco? What have you been doing, mate? What have you been playing?
I'll let everyone behind the curtain for a second. We have a run sheet here that we put our stuff on, and mine is completely blank because I literally jumped on before we started and said, hey, let's go. Let's do this from memory. The big one is The Division. I've been sucked right back down that rabbit hole. As with a lot of our Discord, we've got probably seven people consistently playing it over the week, and probably a few others on the fringe.
I'm one of the fringes.
And it's been good. Like, we've had the shields drop, which is getting us to go do specific tasks to get content for The Division 2 when it launches. We're going to actually unlock stuff now for that, which is pretty cool. I myself have only done two, but we've got till March to finish it, and I'll probably have them done in the next week anyway. It's just some Dark Zone stuff and some Resistance stuff I need to do. But we've got the global event started this week, or last night actually, so I was on playing Outbreak, which is a good fun mode, and it's getting us to grind for more stuff. And I'm just starting to hit that point. Like, I've always been behind because I had a massive break from the game. I missed all the gear sets. I'm now clawing my way up where I'm actually getting close to getting full gear set classified versions of gear sets, which is the best gear in the game. So I'm starting to get a chance to actually have a proper build now and be productive in the team rather than just being dragged along. So
being carried.
It's an exciting time.
I struggled with the gear sets in that game, trying to work out what's the best for what, you know.
I did too, because I had so many bits and pieces, but I went through last night and I've got a fair few of the classified versions that are at four pieces now. So if I can just get one of them to six and have a full set and make a build around that, the global event's the best time to do it because you can get them so easily. The content is so easy because of the modifiers in the global event. So it's a really good time to be playing the game and chasing those gear sets, the high-end classified gear sets. So there's no better time, and especially getting the accommodations, because we know that's one of the shields going forward as well. It's just a good week to be playing when there's a global event on at the moment. So
yep, fair enough.
Yeah, look, I've been sucked into that. The other thing that I really got sucked into was Jurassic World Evolution.
What's that like, Wilco? Tell me about Jurassic World Evolution, because it's one of the things...
Well, I've got a little video on my YouTube channel with my first impressions of the game. Go watch that if you can. But I'm enjoying it. I really am. It's got five islands. The Islands of Death, I believe it's called. So there's the five of them. I've just about mastered the third island. I'm at like 2¾ stars. So you get to 3 stars, you then you go across to the next, you unlock the next island. So I'm more than halfway through the game at the moment. I feel like I've understand the mechanics of it, which is probably where I start to wane from the game, because I know exactly what I need to do to get through it. So it's just a matter of doing it. But as far as a world builder slash sort of park management game, it's from Frontier. It's brilliant in that aspect. If that's the itch you need scratched, then I would 100% recommend getting it. It is a full priced retail release, which is... I haven't seen... Like, I've put 10 hours into it so far, and I'm enjoying every minute of that. I've probably got another 6 or 7 hours to go in the game, so it's still like there's value there for me. I wouldn't buy it for a Jurassic Park game, but for the fact that it's a theme park game with dinosaurs is amazing and really cool. And my carnivores, they just fight each other, and they actually there's missions that make you do that in the game.
So you've got a carnivore fight club?
I do, and you can breed them to have different resiliences and tougher skin and smarter fighting skills and all this other stuff. So you can actually try and breed a winner and pit him against other people. So the only thing it's missing is any kind of co-op slash like multiplayer version of that would be sick. But but yeah,
what about how many have escaped and eaten your park goers? How many times has that happened? How many times have you made that happen?
If you're with me on the stream, we had a bit of a sober stream the other night. There's about 10 people on a Thursday night just in chat, in voice chat on Discord, chatting while I played Jurassic Park. And anyone who was there knew I named one of them Crankyosaurus, because no matter what he did, he busted my fence down and tried to break out, to the point where I just went, "You're in that corner. You stay there until you get over it, or you die." And the dinosaur died.
yep, put him down.
I now understand those mechanics. So that... I got to the third island. It happened once on that island, and it got to the point where I didn't have the means to capture him. So I literally... I picked him up, and I put him on the furthest part of the island and said, "That's your little zone. You just stay over there. You can't get back over to where my population is, so it's fine." He died as well.
Nice.
But now I understand those mechanics. So once I understand what the dinosaurs each one needs, it's pretty easy to avoid that. You need to actually go and do that yourself. Unless, like, I keep my power plants in excess. So if someone sabotages my power plants, the electric fences don't go down. If they're a social dinosaur, I make sure I breed two at one time, so they've got a friend. They've always got food. It's sort of, they don't do it anymore. Well, I mean, the food's
walking around outside their fences.
Yeah, they don't seem to worry about that. I had very big issues on Thursday night on the second island. Anyone can attest to that. The Velociraptors were getting out. The Wasn't it a stegosaurus? It was something similar to that. One of the veggiosauruses, anyway, kept on getting out and running amok. I have my veggiosaurus and I have my mediosauruses. my daughter loves it when I say that. So.
Oh, that's the best.
I just got the long necks as well. Oh, look, Daddy, can we get a long neck? They look cool. So I finally
got the Brontosaurus?
I got a Brachiosaurus and a Diplodocus. I think it is a Dilbiosaurus. I can't pronounce it anyway. They're long necks to her. So it's been good playing with her. She sits there and watches and asks all these questions. And as far as that kind of game goes, because we did the same with Zoo Tycoon when it came out on Xbox One. She loved that aspect of it. It's from the same developers. So really good. And you get to actually drive around in third person mode and do that kind of stuff if you want to as well.
Oh, that's cool.
See the park from a ground level. Yeah. So it's a really good game. And especially I've been wanting to sink my teeth into like an RTS or a world builder or something like that for a long time now. So this was exactly what I needed. And yeah, it's really good. And I'm really keen to actually finish it. I've got footage of my second and third islands now, so I'll be putting them up on YouTube soon once I edit them in. And I'll finish the fourth and fifth, and we'll do that. And we'll have a full playthrough on my YouTube eventually down the track. So, and hopefully a review one day if I get time. So that's the other thing. I haven't had time to do much at the moment, to be honest. Yep. My job situation, I'm in that golden period. Well, not golden period. I'm in that period between I need to work hard to make money to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got this period coming up where I'm going to be the boss and I'm going to be making a lot of money for doing not much. I'm in that middle period of it's only 3 weeks away. I just want to get to that 3 weeks time. And and every time I get a day where I've got 170 parcels and I'm doing an 11-hour day, I'm like, fuck, I don't need to do this anymore. And that's what today was. And everything frustrated me today. I'm like, you know, someone will hold me up. I'm like, just let me go home. I don't want to be doing this. And I'm taking Friday off because I've got to do a whole heap of paperwork. So if I can get that done early, I might do some videos in the afternoon. But I'm sure I'll have a shopping list and a house list
you'll
to
have
do.
You'll have a bunch of stuff to do there, mate.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to sort of the 16th of July where I get my... I was going to buy a van off this man here, but I really need a really big one for this new work I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to be basically doing what I'm doing now, but in 3 hours work instead of seven.
Ah, nice.
So for the same... for more money, so...
Nice, nice.
Some days I should be...
going to drive faster, right?
No, because they're sending me to do all the parcels for the post offices, and again they're paying me per parcel to do that. So if a post office gets 70 parcels, I get paid for 70 parcels that would normally take me 2 hours, no, probably 3 hours to deliver. I can do in half an hour.
Yeah, very nice.
So they offered me that and I said, well, I'm not going to give that to anyone else. I will do that myself and I'll get someone to do my job because I'm a good boss. No, really looking forward to that. Like Mondays will be my day where I get home early and I can get content done. Obviously, I'll be doing a lot of paperwork on the side more than I do now, so that'll eat up a bit of my spare time, but I'll actually start having spare time again soon. So that's what I'm looking forward to right now. But,
very nice.
Other than that, I don't think I've played any other games. Like I said, Jurassic World's been dragging me back in, and then if I'm playing online with the boys, I'm playing The Division. So that's pretty much it at the moment. So.
Yep.
But if that is all, let's move into the news.
This is the fucking news.
And wow, do we have some news? I'm joking, there's not much to talk about. There is a little bit because we did talk about some stuff last week in the podcast that didn't happen. Shout out to Josh's webcam. We had Butters on, recorded the whole podcast through his webcam instead of actually through his microphone, so we couldn't actually hear him.
Good on you, Butters. You're a good bloke, eh?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. He is. He's good. No, he's really good. He just had a bad night, like we all do every now and then. So, let's flow through this news. There's some stuff to talk about. The big one we talked about last week, and I particularly put it back in again this week, is this whole thing that blew up at E3. So Nintendo walks on stage and says, hey, guess what? Fortnite's available now. Hold on, no, not now. Wait till it goes on the store in a couple of hours. But it will be 100%. Fortnite will be on Nintendo Switch sometime today. Hopefully. Yeah, no, it will be. Okay. It will be.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. And then everyone's like, sweet. I think they had 2 million downloads in the first day.
Yeah, it was fucking something phenomenal. I didn't know that they'd sold that many Switches, to be honest.
They're up to like 15 million, you idiot. Everyone went, sweet, log in. Hold on, it says my account is locked. How come I can't sign in with my account? Oh, hold on. Sony won't let me sign in with my account on any other device other than PC or mobile. Oh, well, that's a thing. Okay.
Mm.
So if you have, you don't even have to have used your Epic account to play Fortnite on PS4 to be locked out on playing on Switch. You can just have gone to the website and gone, oh yeah, I'll link my account to my mobile account. I'll link it to my PC account. Oh, I've got a PS4, I might play it one day. I'll link it to that, why not? Once you've done that, you've signed the agreement that says you will not play it on any of our competitors' devices, which includes Switch. So this means you cannot take your progression forward on the Switch. You cannot use your Battle Pass on Switch. You cannot use any items that you've bought on your Epic account on your Switch account. You have to create a whole separate account to play on Switch, all because you ticked a box that says I have a PS4 and I wish to one day maybe use my account with my PS4. Maybe, we'll see.
So
awkward.
Yeah, a little bit. So You can use the same account on PC and PS4, yeah?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes, yep. And mobile.
And yep. Mobile. So I'm just wondering, and stupid fucking question, I'm just wondering what? If you'd set your account up for the Switch first and then link to the PlayStation, would it not let you link the PlayStation account, or would it link it and then you couldn't use it on the Switch anymore? Just wondering.
I haven't even tried that. At some stage it would say you probably can't link it, or I would suggest it's probably going to let you link it and then block you from using it on Switch, is my understanding of probably what would happen. So, look, it's a terrible look. It should never happen. This is the thing, though. So it's a pretty unprecedented event, technically. This is what I've asked for on Destiny,
yeah.
The Division, big AAA tape titles like this. I've asked for this for about the last 2 years. Got in fights with people about it too, saying this needs to happen. Cross progression across all systems, or server side progression, so that I can buy a version of the game on PS4. I can buy then another copy of the game on Xbox. I can buy a copy of the game on PC. I can have the one save file, one character across all of those platforms. I've still bought the game 3 times. Just fucking let me do it.
Yeah.
It's taken the biggest game in the world at the moment. Now, the next story we're going to talk about is that they're boasting 125 million unique players have launched in less than a year.
Which is a lot.
Now, saying that 123 of them are maybe unique, and the other 2 million are Switch owners who had to create new accounts and are now unique players twice. But it's something that no one's ever done before. Like, cross progression across competing platforms is,
yeah,
understandably never been done before. So I understand why it's in place.
Yeah, and it's the fact that, but it is something that's been talked about previously. Well, yeah, in the way of everybody wanting it.
Exactly.
You know.
Now this is completely different to cross play, which it can be done as well. But once again, that's something that's not done on competitive platforms. If you take PC as not being a competitive platform. So I understand cross play. We're probably further away from cross play than we are from cross account progression. But this is just a bad look for Sony, to be honest. This is something they need to fix. They need to turn around and say, hey, look, we made a mistake. We set this up back in the day that
Switch wasn't.
Well, that no one was doing it. Yeah. All they need to say is, no game before has had cross progression. We didn't think it was going to be an issue. Fortnite has made it an issue. We're going to fix this. We're going to let you play your progression across every account. If they do that, people are going to play mostly on their PS4. They'll play it a bit on their Switch. The reasoning's money. They want you to buy a PS4 and play the biggest game in the world on it and nowhere else. But I can sort of half see the fact that, hey, we don't want you spending money for V-Bucks on the Switch store and then using that content on the PlayStation store.
Yeah, okay.
I understand that technically, but fucking grow up. This is not the 1990s. This is not the 2000s. This is closing in on the 2020s. I don't even know what to call it, but the 20s? Are we getting back into the 20s?
We must.
What a world we live in. my mind just blew. Anyway.
We talk about the important things on the Megacast. Are we back in the 20s? Are we really?
Maybe. So this needs to become a thing. I really think Sony will bunker down and not make this a thing and ride it out till people stop talking about it. Because, look, realistically, if you look at it, 80 million people play... Well, 80 million PS4s are out there.
Yep.
Let's say 60 million of them play Fortnite.
Oh.
Let's say there was those 2 million downloads in the first day on the Switch. Let's say 30% of them had a PS4 account. Like, this is... We're talking 1% of the audience is screaming about this.
Yeah.
And making a really loud noise about it. They can bunker down and ride this out and no one will care. What everyone's talking about is the fact that Xbox is doing all the right things at the moment, even though they're going to lose this generation by a long way. We'll talk about that further on down the track as well. But Sony is really playing that part that we see so often in the console cycles of, we're number one, get fucked everyone else. Mm-hmm. We'll do whatever we want. And then when it comes to the next generation, oh, hold on. We almost said the C word then, but... Yeah. We were arseholes to you guys for so many years because we're on top. Now you don't want to buy our systems. Oh, yeah. Shit.
I don't know. I reckon, and it'd actually be interesting to get somebody to give us, understanding money is really a big part of the reasoning behind it. But I feel like there's got to be something else. You know, You know, it's got to be privacy or something for all of it to link in correctly. Like, there's got to be something there.
It's easy. It can be done. The fact that it can be done between PC and PS4 and PC and...
True.
And everything else can be done. Two things have come out of this. I'm not going to go over the bullshit press release that Sony did on the matter that basically said, too bad, so sad. Then there's an ex-Sony employee that was high up in the company that came out and said, oh, this is purely a money stance. They want you buying your stuff through the PSN store so they get percentage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Pure and simple. That's the end of the story. So that makes the most sense. And that's where the smoke is. So that's probably where the fire is. But
okay. That makes sense, yeah.
It's the biggest game in the world. It's the most highly money-making game at the moment. Like, it's making more money than anything else in the industry, or if not any kind of industry at the moment. And they want their 30%. They want you to buy your V-Bucks through PlayStation, and they get 30%. End of story.
Yep.
So,
I see that.
Speaking of trying to make money off a very successful thing, PUBG... and Rocket League have just announced they're doing event passes and battle passes and rocket passes or whatever they're called as well in both their games. So
I really hope PUBG calls theirs a pub pass, because that would just be the best. I'd just buy it. I don't even play PUBG, but I'd buy a pub pass just because it's called a pub pass.
I had a look at the weekend Steam sales on at the moment. That's something that's not in the news. I bought a lot too much stuff with not enough money. I think it was $9.95. It gets you in-game content, plus it gets you better stuff. It's the same deal where it gives you things you need to do in the game to unlock certain items.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What they do is you cannot market those products, those items you receive from that. I did read that fine print down the bottom that anything earned during the event pass is yours and yours alone. You cannot sell on sell any of the items. So if you were thinking of, cool, I'll get that cool looking shirt that's part of the event pass and I'll sell it for millions, that ain't happening. The Rocket League one's a bit different. The Rocket League one is not asking you to do certain things in the game. It is, I think it's around the $9.95 American mark as well, and goes for a period of time like the battle passes do. They didn't want it to interrupt the competitive play. So if they said, oh, we want you to do 18 backflip goals, all of a sudden you're going to go into games and everyone's going to be trying to do backflip goals and you're like, well, this is boring because it's not competitive anymore. Everyone's just mucking around. So they've said it's basically just a win-loss record. You get points for winning. You get extra points if you win multiple times in a day or something like that. And then you unlock things by continuing to win over this period of time.
Yeah, okay.
So look, they're looking at how it'll affect things in the future. The thing, I don't mind this in games. I think it's pretty cool if done right. The only difference between this and Fortnite is the fact that these two games you have to purchase with real money from the start. So this is now then asking for extra money, where Fortnite is free from the start and they're just asking you for money. But we'll see. There's a way where you can basically in Fortnite get one event, one battle pass, and never have to buy one again because you can buy them with V-Bucks. So if they let you do that with these two, then that's okay as well. But
look, to each their own.
It's just interesting to see, hey, this system's working really well.
Let's slip it in our game.
I'd be very interested to see if this lends to PUBG going free to play at any time in the future, to be honest. Rocket League maybe, but PUBG, I think there's stories going around where they've lost pretty much half their player base since January. If they went free to play and put a proper battle pass in and fix the game up. And the new map launched as well alongside this event pass as well. So lots of things coming in the PUBG world at the moment. But
it's PUBG. Yeah. Like, you know, if I was going to play one of them, I'm going to play Fortnite. You know.
Yeah, that I don't like. Realm Royale is going really well at the moment as well. I'm half tempted to play that, but actually, I was about to say that I don't like battle royales at the moment. But I just backed Mavericks, which is the one that we talked about a few months ago coming to PC. That's 400 players. So
you actually backed it?
Oh, it's like a founder's pack. It's like $30 American.
This coming from the man who has been so anti battle royale for so long.
Yeah, I know, but this one looks pretty cool because, like I said before, that it's actually it's objective based.
Yep.
So instead of being like a circle coming in, it's going to be like, here is this part of the map. You need to go do that, collect this, or do that, and then. Like you do these collectives, it's supposed to have some PvE element to it as well, in the PvP world. So
that'll be interesting. See where it comes.
It sounded interesting, and look, it's $30, I think, and they're talking about having like a yearly pass for it or a yearly subscription to it. So this gets you that first year for free, or for $30, plus a whole bunch of other content. And I have been interested since they announced it, so I thought, fuck it, why not?
Yep, fair enough.
I'm keen. I've played many hours of PUBG last year. Fortnite, I just can't fucking stand because I can't build shit. But anyway, Rocket League, I'm terrible at. So
that's a horrible game for me. Oh, like I'm not even good at normal soccer, let alone like soccer with cars. Nah, fuck that right off.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of fucking things right off, and the fact that cross-play and all this shit in Rocket League is so close to happening, Microsoft and Nintendo got together and created a middle finger and they put it in the public world and showed it straight to Sony in the face, and it was hilarious. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Minecraft, what's it called? The Bedrock update that came out this week on Nintendo Switch, and alongside that came an ad campaign. Imagine green on one side, red on the other. So Xbox and Nintendo. play together.
I remember all these things about togetherness
and clearly the fact that we're playing together and we're being nice, but Sony's not. And the memes came flying from all angles. It's like play alone, be together alone. and it's all just with a blue background for Sony. And there's all this kind of stuff. So then Twitter got into it. The two Twitter accounts started saying, oh, it's so good to be able to play with your friends on no matter what and all this other stuff. So they're really kicking Sony while they're down at the moment, rubbing it in, the fact that you can now play Minecraft with your friends, yeah, whether you're on platform. Switch or an Xbox, and you can actually unlock Xbox achievements on your Nintendo Switch by playing Minecraft, which is a pretty big step forward as well.
Yeah, so, that is interesting.
Yeah, so that was that was pretty interesting to see, and I love it. I love that kind of shit, to be honest. Needs to be more of it, calling big companies out for doing silly things, and it's this kind of stuff that we will see cross play, cross account progression in the future. We'll see it because of these things that happen. So it's just a bad look for Sony, and they don't want that.
Talking about big companies doing silly things, I just want to mention this one that with Microsoft coming out and saying that the original Crackdown 3 developer, Reagent Games, is no longer working on Crackdown 3. Instead, they're only dealing with Sumo.
Yeah.
Start of the year, Crackdown 3 was going to be this year. Was that correct? Then
yes, that was correct.
Before E3, it was now February next year.
It's February next year, which is going to be a death sentence for it.
Yeah, now, after E3, we're no longer working with the original developer. Is Crackdown 3 dead? Just proper dead?
Crackdown 3 cannot cop a break. See, the problem with Crackdown 3 is you got to remember way back when it was announced. It was in the infamous Xbox 2014 press conference on stage where they announced those amazing games like Phantasy Star Online Remake, Scalebound.
I'm Fable still pissed Legends. Off about that, man. I'm okay with Fable Legends disappearing.
Pretty much every game that they announced has just about died. Crackdown 3 was everyone's last remaining hope. That trailer you saw back then, the gameplay you saw the following year, or might have even been that year, that's not the game you're getting anymore, people. No. You've now got Terry Crews in it. I didn't even recognize that game from that trailer I saw at E3, or the gameplay thing I saw at E3. It will get delayed. It will come out in May or June next year. They will distance themselves very quickly from this game. It'll be it's released, cool, let's focus on, we've got Halo and Gears of War coming out
soon. Look at these shinies.
Because if they release it in February, I'm not going to go through them all now. There's like 18 titles coming out in February that are big. 20 times more important than Crackdown 3. Unfortunately, this is the end of Crackdown as a series. I honestly wouldn't mind if we never saw it. If they did a Scalebound and just said, this is not a game we will release.
I don't know. I reckon I still want to play it, but only because I actually did enjoy Crackdown and Crackdown 2. Like, I did actually
enjoy it. You did not enjoy Crackdown 2. You enjoyed Crackdown 1. No, it's a shit game.
Fair enough. Sorry, I was wrong. I did not enjoy Crackdown 2.
I'm glad you acknowledged that. It's a train wreck. Yep. It is a big train wreck, and it's part of that old Microsoft that we saw and we love to hate. It's now the last remnants before the Phil Spencer Xbox, which is doing all the right things, and that's why I'd be very surprised if they release it at all, because of...
Just sweep it under the rug and move on.
Yeah, because it's so much part of that. The remnants of the Xbox 360, we are the best, get fucked everyone else, have your console hooked up all the time, don't worry about a disc era. It would have been greenlit in that era. And now it's the whole Phil Spencer of we're for the gamers, and they are actually doing things that are for the gamers.
They are
so...
doing some smart things at the moment, but
yeah,
I just feel like, I mean, there's there's just so many. I mean, it's one of the last exclusives for Microsoft.
Yeah, but they have just purchased 5 new studios. I don't think we'll be seeing any of them until the next generation Xbox.
Yeah.
So I think they're very much on the fact that the Xbox One has probably 3 years left before they bring out a sequel to the machine. In that last 3 years, they're just going to pop out the minimal they can as far as exclusives, because they've lost. They don't care. They just want to keep the brand in a good light. We've got Games Pass. We can play our games on PC. You can play cross-play with your mates on other consoles. We're going to give you all the new release games for free if you play with Game Pass and have all this stupid value that's really good for you. Backwards compatibility at the wazoo. We're going to do all the things right for you, so that when we release our next machine,
you're going to come to our
ecosystem. Yeah, you want to be with us because we're going to look after you. They release Xbox Crackdown 3 in the middle of that, and everyone just goes, "What the fuck? You've got no exclusives, man, and you're releasing this pile of garbage."
Mm, mm.
That's just a backward step on what they're trying to build at the moment. So. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
It'll be interesting.
We'll see.
It'll be interesting.
Especially on the back of, like, technically, they've had Sea of Thieves, which got mixed reviews. State of Decay 2, which, no matter how much they say how good it's going, it still had very mixed reviews as well. The next console exclusive they're going to release is Crackdown 3.
Yeah.
And that's three big hits in a row.
Yeah. And you're right. If it's not.
If it's good. Any. And in that time, you've had God of War. Detroit Become Human.
Got Spider-Man.
You'll have Days Gone, which from what we're hearing is actually fairly good. And you're going to be looking at Last of Us 2, Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, man.
On PlayStation. Like, they don't have a chance to put out a bad game right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So,
you are not wrong.
Anyway, but look, it's a train wreck. The Crackdown 3 show at the moment, and I enjoy watching every little bit of it.
But yeah, every time you hear, but you're a sick individual sometimes, mate. Hey,
I one day want to hear them say something that's good news. But yeah, we'll wait and see on that. I like I said, I don't think it's February next year.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But yeah, something that is actually sounding fairly good, though. It's actually going to be finished fairly soon. You can actually play a download of it at the moment. So, Octopath Traveler, have you downloaded this for your Switch yet?
I have the demo on the Switch. I actually do. I've got the demo on the Switch, and I haven't played it.
You haven't played it. No. So, the reason we're chatting about this, it's getting released fairly soon, which is getting good reviews.
13th, I think. 13th of July, so, I think it is.
Download it now. Give it a play. Your first 3 hours, I think it is, you can play, and your progression can then go forward into the game, so you're not wasting those 3 hours, which is pretty cool. The reason it's a news story is the developers come out and said, hey, we're not releasing DLC for this game. What you buy on release, you'll get, and you'll finish it, and that's the game. Yep. So
they're titling it a finished product.
Yes, so they're having to dig at all these.
I just think that is funny wording. That's just golden wording at all.
Oh, we don't need DLC for this. We're releasing a finished product. Up you, everyone!
Exactly. Look, I mean, the other thing, and we've started putting together the outlook for next month, and I've got it in there. I mean, this is a Square Enix game, you know?
Yep.
Square have traditionally been really, really good and strong with their RPGs.
Oh yeah, just JRPGs especially like this, and Switch, like this is going to be good. These guys, Bravely series is theirs. Is that what they've made? These guys have made some good games in the past.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Another one.
Bravely Default.
Bravely Default.
That series, that line of games. Very, very good games. Not my genre at all.
No. Yep.
But it's going. They're very grindy too. But it's about a 60-hour game, start to finish, and there's 8 characters to play out as through the thing. So,
I mean, that's
pretty cool.
To be honest with you, that's kind of the reason why I haven't picked up and played that demo is I'm afraid I'll enjoy it. and I just don't think
we know
think
what happened
I've
with
got...
you and Xenoblade.
I haven't finished that yet, and Demirji's going to kill me. I'm sorry, Demirji. It's one of those things now. I've spent so long away from it, I feel like I'm going to have to start it again to relearn exactly
you
what
are,
I've got to do.
100%.
But I do
and
want to finish Xenoblade at some point.
That's why if I played those 3 hours of Octopath Traveler, I'm going to be like, oh, the release is a month. I'm going to play that 3 hours again because I'm not going to remember what happens.
But, you know, I'm worried I'm going to enjoy it, and I don't have time for that right now. I don't have
you
time
do.
To enjoy
you have
that
plenty
game.
Of time. speaking of Demirji, the only reason we're doing the podcast tonight is for Demirji. He missed last week's episode, and he was very upset about that, so we couldn't go another week without giving him something to listen to on his long drive. So,
we love you, buddy.
Mate, I love you, and this one's for you.
This one's for you.
Okay, so speaking of creepy, Red Dead Redemption 2. I love how the... So long they've been so coy about this is coming to Xbox and PlayStation 4. What about PC? This is coming to Xbox and PS4. So no PC. This is coming to Xbox and PS4. And then there's someone's got a LinkedIn account.
Yeah, this is the best. Of all the places for it to fucking leak, it's leaked on LinkedIn.
I work on such games as Red Dead Redemption 2 for Xbox, PS4, and PC. Oh, dude, you work on Red Dead Redemption 2 and a PC version of it? Oh, sweet. Oh, it's coming to PC, everyone. And no comment from anyone.
Yeah.
This, take it with a grain of salt. This could be some troll putting it up on LinkedIn and getting the world in a frenzy. But it makes sense that they would release their most anticipated game on PC at some stage.
Oh,
I don't think it will be at launch. The what I'm looking at now is a cadence of this game's coming out now. You've got a new generation of consoles coming out in 3 years' time. You probably get a Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC in a year and a half's time, and then you'll have a remake on day one on the new
consoles. On the new consoles, yep.
That way you've got a 3 year pass of Red Dead Redemption 2, just like Grand Theft Auto 5 did, and then all of a sudden we'll start talking about Grand Theft Auto 6 once Red Dead Redemption 2 is out on the new consoles.
Yep. And it's been out for a couple of years and making squillions of dollars.
And then they'll do the same. It's Red Dead Redemption 6 will come out towards mid of the cycle, and then a PC will get it a little bit later.
Red Dead Redemption 6.
I can't see it being day one. I just can't see it. They would be 100% screaming that to the clouds that, hey, it's going to be on PC day one as well.
Yeah.
It's on a LinkedIn account. It's got to be true.
Yeah, because LinkedIn is for business, mate.
There's no lies
on LinkedIn.
It's a strange place. Speaking of strange, Life is Strange 2 finally got a release date. Now, we've been predicting this for a while. We knew it was in development from Don't Nod. We've got the Captain Crazy Pants. I don't know what he's called.
What is it?
That we got announced.
Captain
It looks pretty cool. It's a story set in the Life is Strange world. It's going to bridge a gap between Life is Strange 1 and Life is Strange 2. If you haven't got Life is Strange 1 yet, it's for stupid cheap on Steam at the moment during the Steam sale, which might be still on at the moment. Might not be. Should be. And it comes out in September, the first episode. That baffles me. The first episode is so close, and yet they didn't say a word about it at E3. Mm. So another game release for September to put your eyes on. Have we got the exact date, or is it just a September?
I don't know if I saw an exact date there.
But the other thing is that... So you've got 27th of September.
27th.
To all the cool places, except for Switch. I thought that would be perfect for Switch, to be honest. So June 26th, which is about today. Is that when Captain Underpants comes out? It might be out today. Is it June or July? Anyway, it's coming out soon. This is bad fact checking. So September 27th, Life is Strange 2. Keep an eye out for that. I also did get an email from Square today saying that Life is Strange 1 is coming to your mobiles. So keep an eye out for that as well. So And, good game. I own it. Never played it.
And you are right. The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit did release.
Ah, that's him.
Completely today. Free June 26.
Okay, cool. So it'll actually be probably tomorrow because of the way time works. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So Life is Strange coming to mobile. Life is Strange 2 getting a date. Speaking of mobile...
This is interesting. I just find this... I actually do find this funny. Like, I do. So, good old Bethesda, who seriously, I think, coming out of E3 was my favourite developer at E3 just for what they did. This just is actually continuing it a little bit because they're fucking idiots. So, Bethesda are currently suing Warner Brothers Games and Behaviour Interactive over the release of what they are calling a blatant ripoff of Fallout Shelter in a Westworld mobile title. And I have actually seen some footage and stuff, and it's pretty fucking close. Like, seriously. Well,
look, the biggest problem is Behaviour Interactive worked on Fallout Shelter.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've worked on both games. The best part they cite in their legal case is the fact that the same bugs are present in Westworld as were in Fallout Shelter Day 1. The exact same bugs. Not similar. The exact same bugs.
That's quite funny, actually.
That's part of the actual lawsuit proof is they fucked it up in our game. Then they fucked it up in the game they copied off us, too.
That's so good.
But yeah, so it goes into a whole heap of things about not intellectual properties, but the actual source code.
Yeah.
Just basic, and the assets, the animations are the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's so blatant.
Trade secrets otherwise. Almost,
yeah. The fact that, look, if they hadn't have worked on Fallout Shelter and they just had made a copy, like they'd have gone, that looks cool. Hey, we can make that with Westworld. Or actually, probably, even if they had done that, they probably still could have got called out the fact that it's Westworld, it's such a big IP.
Yeah.
If they just had done, you know, Fall in Shelter. And just fucking, you know, made it look similar, then they would have got away with it. But the fact that it's the same dev working on the same game.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Like, even, I think they're citing things like GameSpot in their review said, yeah, it's pretty much just Fallout Shelter. and they're using all this in their legal arguments. So I love you, Bethesda.
Yeah. I just this just touches on something that I am probably going to want to do some research on, but my understanding of the whole copyright thing, and I can understand, I guess, intellectual property and stuff, but talking about, you know, if they made a copy of the game, for example, and hadn't worked on the original, my understanding of copyright was it only had to be different by 10%.
Five or
10%.
You've just got to find that, 5 or 10% different. Mm. The fact that they worked on the same thing, and if they find...
And it's got the same bugs, that's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's exactly the same, if they can find the exact same code in there, then it's interesting that it's Warner Brothers has backed this and brought it to market.
Yeah,
that's the crazy part of this. But
be interesting to see what happens.
It would be talking about crazy shit. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We Happy Few got banned, got refused for classification.
Refused classification. Well, so maybe we should clarify that it's not a... It got refused classification. They didn't ban it, but it's the same thing effectively. It was refused.
It was classification. Breaking news as we went on air a couple of weeks ago, and
around E3 time, I'm pretty sure it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, a week or so beforehand. So they cite the fact that you use Joy, and it improves you as a person in game.
Yeah,
so, and they see that as drug use and basically eliciting drug use you should use drugs to be better. That's why they've banned it. It's something they've done before in the past, except for Mario. They've always let Mario have mushrooms.
That's a good get point, powering actually. Up. That is a really good point.
He just gets away with everything, that Mario. That
goddamn plumber.
So as long as you have mushrooms, you're okay in Australia. Just don't have the vaporized stuff.
Yeah,
that's bad for you. But yeah, so someone's actually someone's fighting back against this, so that someone's actually put in an appeal to the classifications board.
The classification board has come out with a press statement and says the classification review board has received an application to review the classification of the computer game We Happy Few. We Happy Few was refused classification by the board on the 21st of May 2018. The review board will meet on the 3rd of July to consider the application. The decision and reasons will later be published on their website. This is the kicker now, and if you're smart enough and you've got some reasonings behind it, they all do go on to say, if an individual or organisation wishes to apply for standing as an interested party to the review, you can write to them. And you can put your case forward, I guess. I would imagine it's got to be somebody with some nouts behind it. Like, it couldn't just be, you know, Wilco from Brisbane because I want to play the game. You know, there would have to be some kind of nouts behind it.
I'm going to write in. I'm going to state the fact that you've let Mario...
Don't do that, because then they're going to go back and look at all the Mario stuff, and then Mario's going to get refused classification in Australia. Let's not start that fight.
How good would that be?
Because it's
going to
go so backwards on us.
Yeah, but if they actually did that, do you imagine the outroar?
Mate.
And it would change things. It would actually change things.
No, the only thing it would change...
you can't play Mario.
The only thing it would change is their bloody... office in Haymarket, New South Wales, would be burnt the fuck down.
Yes, that's what... No, I won't say that needs to happen, because someone will actually do that. And then they'll cite, but the Megacast told me to, sir, and then we'll be complicit. And I don't know how law works, but it wouldn't be bad, and I'd have to wear steel undies. So, that is... the news on that happy note.
Look, it's the only thing I want to mention about We Happy Few.
It's a good game. I want to play it. But
the big thing is, you know, coming out of E3 and the initial non-classification happening so close to E3, everybody who was watching, who saw Cyberpunk 2077, you know, coming out the back of E3, everybody was like, this looks so good, but based on We Happy Few, we're never going to see this in Australia. I hope that this goes the right way, and if it does, it gives me hope for Cyberpunk, and that we'll actually see that game in our lifetimes the way we're meant to see it, you know?
Oh, no, we will, because we'll import the shit out of that game.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
They think they're stopping.
Yeah, they're really
not stopping no one.
They're really not.
That's and then you wonder why Australia's the piracy capital of the world, because we got fucking idiots in charge.
What kind of fucking numpty?
Yeah, you can't play this game. You're not responsible enough, mate. Hold on, Fortnite's killing the kids. I hated that whole thing with... we didn't talk about it. The World
because
Health
it doesn't
Organization,
need to be spoken about.
Fuck them.
Let's just move on. That's the news.
No, it does.
No, that's the news.
Oh, no, but it does need to be talked about. Because if they say that gaming is an addictive... What is it they say?
But it is.
Gaming addiction. Yeah. No, but the way they said it... Okay, so... We're going into this now. You've drawn me into this. They said, I don't want to read it exactly, but...
I don't want to read it, but I'm going to paraphrase.
I'm going to paraphrase it how it suits my fucking cause as
your
well.
Your argument.
So their argument is the fact that, you know, it's addictive and it can make people play for longer than they should, and neglecting things in the world, like relationships and other things like that, and health and all these kind of things, not do physical activity. You substitute gaming for rugby league as a supporter or a player. Cool. That fits it as well.
Well, I mean, not really.
Yeah,
when you're out playing rugby league, you're getting the physical exercise.
No, but the fact, like, some of these fans out there of rugby league will fucking... Oh, hold on. What did you just say? You don't like New South Wales? Oh my god, that's the end of it. And. Or, you know, these baseball fans over in America that are just fucking... That's all they do. Like, they take time off work to go fucking watch every single game.
Yeah.
That's not healthy, dude. It's exactly the same thing. But you wouldn't say that about any kind of jocks or any kind of sporting fucking thing. NFL's the same thing. The fans over in America, they can be just as bad as gaming players, people who play games, and same addictive things. There's movies, TV shows, people binge watch Netflix all the time to the detriment of so many things.
Yeah.
It's a disorder. You can put anything at all, replace it in there, but they singled out gaming as a disorder. Get fucked, to be honest. I know people do suffer serious addiction issues, and I feel for you guys, and it should just be addictive behavior disorder, not gaming addiction disorder.
Yeah, okay. I could probably understand that argument a little bit more, because it is an issue, and you know, it's something that I know we've spoken about before, both in the Discord and on the show. Yeah. and Maddie and I have spoken about it, and I've seen it myself. You know, people,
yeah,
it is easy to get to a point, and for people who already have who might already have or a borderline on some other mental health issues, you know, I can see it becoming a big issue. I think you're right, though. I think maybe not classing it just as gaming and maybe addictive behavior is probably a better idea. But I think, you know, it's certainly something that's there and probably something that may need to be talked about. It's not everybody. And I think it's not everybody who, you know, every other weekend might stay home and play games. I don't think it's that. I think it's got to be something a bit more in depth. Like, for example, I remember a story from many, many years ago from South Korea. You know, one guy stabbing his roommate because he sold something on Warcraft. You know, like, you know, that, okay, that there's an issue there.
Or that guy who stabbed that guy because he supported Liverpool instead of West Ham. Like, it's exactly the same thing. Yeah. It's like people peeing in cups because they want to watch a soccer game and they don't want to actually walk away from it in the crowd. Like, that's some fucking addictive behavior there. That's a problem. But it's never talked about as a disorder in the World Health Organization, is it? That's just... Anyway.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Fair point.
Anyway, it was just funny that all these dodgy news corporations, or you know, the big ones that fucking
the dodgy ones, want,
the clickbait ones like Channel 7 and Channel 9 and Channel 10,
fake news, they
all had to put out their gaming disorder, Fortnite, and everyone was like, because they're talking about some people play for 7 hours a day and they don't move, and everyone, all the gamers are like, dude, that's rookie numbers, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Grow up, brother.
Noob. So, yeah. It's not a thing, people. But if you do have an actual addictive personality or an addiction to something, seek help, please, because it is a serious matter. But don't single out gaming. World Health Organization, get fucked. Let's move into the questions after my rant. Sorry about that, people, for taking it so negative. I did remove the loot box news article from the thing because I didn't want to talk about that, so you just got the one rant. I apologize. Demuji, why is Perko never wrong is the first question. We did answer this last week.
What was the answer?
I can't remember because it was complete and utter bullshit. No, it's technically he's never right, so he's also never wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I like getting away with stuff like that on technicality. For example, I often tell people that I never lie. I mislead and tell half truths, but I never lie. I could get behind that. Perko's never right, so he's never wrong either.
Yeah, he's just there. Yeah. He's just Perko. We just let him ramble. He has his moments. Who's ever really wrong in the world? I've justified that tonight by paraphrasing things to make me sound
more
intelligent.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's what was actually said. It was probably talking about green leprechauns in Germany, the news article, not anything to do with... I don't even know what we were talking about that I was paraphrasing, the World Health Organization. It was 2 seconds ago.
You feeling all right there, Wilco? Did your rant just like blow a fuse or something for you?
I blew a poofu valve or whatever it is. it's gone. I'm fucking over it. Look, Demuji, unfortunately, I can't answer that question because for reasons. Yeah, he's not here to defend himself tonight. So,
well, I'll defend him. I will answer this the best way that I can. So, Demirji, look, Perko is never wrong because, from his perspective, he's never wrong. Just because the facts or your information may contradict what he's saying, in his mind, he's right. So, technically, for him, he's never wrong. Now, it may not fit what you class as the truth, and who really knows what the truth is, but, you know, everybody's their own person.
Like the fact that he thinks Tekken 7's a good game?
Well, yeah. Or some people are Christian, I don't know. You know, so it's each their own, mate. He's in his own little world, and he's king.
That's it. Fair enough. We have also another question from the fabulous and beautiful GC Fabio. That is Gold Coast Fabio, for those people who don't know what the cool word for GC is. He is the Fabio of the Gold Coast. And he's also one of the main men behind the 8-Bit. The 8-Bit, not 8-Bit Collective or anything like that. Just the 8-Bit. That's how cool they are now. But he wants to know... why did you let that Dash fella on the podcast a few weeks back? He won't shut up about it. Now, I don't know who he's talking about, to be honest. a little bit confused by this question.
Come on,
do you have
now.
Any insight to
Come
this?
Come on now. Let's not... Dash is a nice bloke. Dash is a really, really nice bloke.
Dash?
Yeah. Okay. He's a good friend of the USM crew. You know,
Not ringing a bell, dude.
No,
sorry.
He's a really good friend of the USM crew, and we've got all the time in the world for him. The same.
Is he talking about my stash in the division?
No. Because you should be arrested for that. That's all kinds of wrong. That's all.
Dash.
Kinds of wrong.
Okay. I don't know. I'll be talking about. He must have fun. He must.
Yeah. No. It was really good. I remember pretty well. So.
The one thing I do remember is the fact that no one from USM has been invited onto his podcast.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing.
It's weird.
We're sitting here and saying that, and you know, the friends of the whole 8-Bit community are very good friends of USM.
They had Perko on for something called It Is What It Is, which is just an angry man's podcast about angry things.
He would have
so
fit
Perko
in.
Was
he would
perfect
have fit
for
in,
that.
Yeah.
Just joking, I love you guys. But I think they had Perko on for You Game Bro before it was an 8-Bit Collective too. I sense something familiar here, Josh. Are we like the second and third wheel?
I don't know. Like I keep getting told I'm the voice of reason, but apparently nobody else wants the voice of reason.
No one else wants
the
Perko.
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe
I'm not
angry
that question we had beforehand.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe it's because he's never wrong. I don't know. I'm sure one day we'll get an answer. Okay, one day.
I hope so. One day we might even get an invite onto another podcast.
Who knows?
I doubt it.
Who knows?
But
who knows?
We'll see. I don't know. Look, I've got a question for you now.
Yep.
Josh, it's a very serious one.
Swing it my way.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm always ready.
What are you looking forward to?
Oh, look, I actually, as I mentioned earlier, we've started doing the... getting the outlook put together for next month. And there's not a lot in the next month that is releasing.
What are you talking about?
Gaming-wise, it's going to be a pretty quiet one. I think probably on there, the biggest thing for me, if I ever do end up playing the demo, would probably be Octopath Traveler.
Yeah.
I'm still... All those sensational games that we saw coming out of E3, like... The more I think about it, the more I just need to play Ghost of Tsushima, because that is just, I reckon that's going to be fucking sensational. Spider-Man on PS4, man, the more I hear about that,
everyone's raving about that. They got hands on.
Yeah. DMC5, fuck, man.
Yeah, they reckon that's 75% complete at the moment too, so it's like a next year sort of fall title as well.
Which one, DMC?
Yeah.
I'm happy to wait, man. I love... DMC's good. I love it.
Yeah. We're in that E3 hangover period where everyone's talking about how good it was that the things they played, so not the things we actually got to see.
Mm.
And now we're waiting for things that we won't be able to play for a long time.
Yeah. Waiting for the later in this year for things to start releasing again. But apart from that, I am actually going to be 30 in a couple of weeks. So I am getting old.
Yes, you are.
I will say to our wonderful community out there, just keep an eye out on the Discord channel. I am trying to organise and put something together where maybe there may be some streaming involved for my 30th.
Holy shitballs, really?
But I'm still trying to work out the ins and outs because, as I keep saying, I've got a fucking shit system. But I'm still working through that. I'll let everybody know in about a week or so what's going on there.
Okie dokie.
What about you, my good man? What are you looking forward to apart from, you know, just general sleep?
I don't sleep anymore.
Oh, you don't? You've given that up?
This whole, 5 o'clock start thing's kicking my ass. Yep. So I'm actually looking forward to sleeping in and starting at 5:30. That's going to be a good future. But games wise, I want to finish Jurassic World Evolution. I'm pretty keen for that. I'm pretty keen to get my builds up in the division where I can hold my own. Pretty keen to finish all my shields in the division as well. Very, very keen for Locked On, a Tom Clancy podcast this Thursday, where we get to talk to Uber Timmy again. And we get to get some first-hand feedback from the Division 2 because he was over there as a Ubisoft star player. So that's going to be pretty cool.
That will be cool.
And then there's nothing else coming out, so I'm sort of eyeing off for the next couple of months outside of the Division and probably some World of Warships and some Total War Arena, sort of going back and playing some games that I want to play. Like, I picked up Age of Empires 3 in the Steam sale. Very keen to have a night of that on stream one night. Pretty keen to play some Anno. I've been talking about that. Like, it's another world builder type of game. I'm really digging that sort of gameplay at the moment. So, looking to going back and playing that. I'm still trying to go back and platinum Detroit, because I want to do that, and that's something I think that game deserves my time for. Other than that, just getting on top of my content, that's what I'm really looking forward to. Thank you anyone who's listening to this and has subscribed to my YouTube channel. The numbers have been really good to see that going back up again. I'm really good. Looking forward to getting more videos out on that. The way this setup is at the moment, it's really easy to do. It's just time. Like, I've got two there that I've recorded audio for that I've just got to put video to, but I don't have the time to sit down and do that. I'm looking forward to getting more time to do that kind of stuff. And eventually finishing editing some reviews. I know I say that every week, but I've got them there. I've just got to edit them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Our writing content's the hardest content we do. It's the most time consuming content we do. I don't know how rewarding it is. You need to let us know if you are reading our articles. That's the biggest thing I've got at the moment. Let me know if that stuff is the stuff you're right into. So I've just got to, it's so time consuming. You need to understand that, people. It's just so time consuming. So I enjoy doing it. It's just whether you guys enjoy reading it, I guess, at the moment. So that's pretty much it, mate.
It is.
Hold on. If someone wanted to talk to you and find out how good these articles are that you've been writing, Josh, where can they find you, mate?
So I actually need to change this on the bottom of the old run sheet too, because it's been the same for many, many, many long times. But you can find
the Voice of Reason.
Well, you can find me at Supermega Josh on Twitter or the Voice of Reason on Discord. No, I haven't changed my Twitter yet.
Oh, come on.
I'll get there eventually. You know, it's slow going, mate. Slow going. So you can find me as the Voice of Reason on our Discord channel. And please come and join our Discord community. It's a fun little community.
It's growing again, which is really good to see.
We really enjoy getting in there and giving everybody shit. I mean, talking to all our friends in there.
I'm going to say it right here, right now. It is the most active Australian gaming Discord server in Australia. There's no other gaming Discord server that's as active as ours. Out of all the ones I'm in, and I'm in a lot, there is none that talk as much as we do. There's a couple of international ones I'm in that do at particular times of the year when things are happening, but... Mm-hmm. Just non-stop. These guys don't shut up, man.
Yeah, and let's get this out there in the open too, because we don't want people coming in thinking that they're going to, you know, come into something amazing. Like, a lot of the times we are talking shit. Like, proper.
No, literally shit.
Proper garbage.
Number twos.
Proper garbage. Yeah. But it's fun. Come and join us. Please. Please come and join us. Apart from that, I'm usually playing on PS4. I am playing a little bit more on Steam and playing some Division with the boys occasionally. Probably need to get a little bit back into that. But if you want to play something you think I might have, give me a shout out. If I've got it, we'll play.
That's it. Do that, people. You can find me as Wilco's Chill Zone on all the places. YouTube, like I said at the moment, if you go over there and give me a sub, that'd be great. I'm over 200 now, which is quite surprising considering my content. I have been doing a couple videos a week at least. I was actually doing a couple a day around E3, so got some good stuff in the line for that. Follow me on Twitter, Wilco's Chill Zone. I'm always on there whinging about stuff, being happy about stuff. I put my music playlist up this afternoon because it was just hitting that right spot for me. It was all this old school stuff. I was so happy with it. So good. Twitch, I try and stream as much as I can, guys. It's usually three times a week, sometimes four. A lot of the Division at the moment because it's obviously global event time and the Shields at the moment. But we do our other podcasts live on the air, so check them out as well at Wilco's Chill Zone on Twitch. Facebook, not a chance in the world. And Instagram, I've got one, but I don't use it, so get fucked.
You still got a MySpace, mate?
Is that... No, I don't. No. I've got one of those Vario things that no one uses and was looking like a pretty cool thing. I've got a LinkedIn account. It says that I'm working on Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC.
Yeah. Nice.
It's pretty cool. Very nice. Go check that out. But yeah, so the other thing, I guess, is you can get us all at ultrasupermega.com.au. That's where all our content is. Locked On, Tom Clancy Podcast, and Super Hype Train is over there as well. So go check them out. All our articles are up there as well. And there's a little community tab at the top that's got a link to our Discord. Or just hit us up on Twitter, which is ultrasupermega_ at the end. Or my Twitter, Wilco's Chill Zone, or the Voice of Reason's Supermega Josh Twitter account. Yep. We'll pass on that Discord to you as well. Please come join us. It is a really good fun place. There's no idiots in there. Well, Josh is there. He's barely there, to be honest. But, definitely come join us and, check it out. We've got all the big celebrities.
Yeah, we're legends in our own lunchbox, really.
That's it. All the other people, they're actually good streamers and good podcasters. They're actually in here as well. Yeah. I'm looking at our online list at the moment. I'm like, that's fucking pretty impressive, to be honest. But, shout out to the couple NPCs. I love those guys. Alex Blueshift is on our Discord at the moment, just in the online section amongst the other 67 people. They're good guys. Go check out a couple NPCs' content. Please do that for me, please, if you listen this far in the podcast. Ultrasupermega.com.au. We love you all. We will talk to you
next week.
Next week. If our webcams allow that.
Yeah.
Don't record on a webcam, Josh. But till next week, all. Love you all, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys. Have
a good one. Bye for now.